Question 24. Rav Katan, what's 24 is the packet B'divrei Saras Tshuva B'inyan Ploni Kibbel of Shabbos B'kod Yom B'lo Omer Hallel. Which packet?
One that says
B'inyan Yerot Shabbos B'inyan Shabbos
Chanukah.
Yeah.
And it's page 6.
Oh. Okay, he says like this. Page 6. The stapati mimisha shachach lomar halal be'erv Shabbos the Chanukah. It's a Friday, and he didn't say halal. And he already davened, and he was mekabel Shabbos here. Yibod yom. Most people don't make it early Shabbos so much in the winter, but even Bod Yom, it could be the Mekabel Shabbos, you know, some people are makpid to Mekabel, you know, there's Tosefa Shabbos, so the Mekabel Shabbos, say women are Mekabel Shabbos with Adlachis Neiris, and sometimes Mekabel Shabbos for Shkia, whatever, some hold that that there's a chiv to do an amira, some hold that you just have to not do malacha. The whole discussion poskim. But the ma'isa, he was mekabel Shabbos on Friday. He didn't say halal today. It was one of the days of Hanukkah, and it's a Friday. And the halacha is that you could say halal the whole day. But now you mekabel Shabbos, so. So what's the story? Could you say what is the story? So there is a famous Taz about a community that had a shofar, right? And it got stolen or something like that, and it was Rosh Hashanah was on Thursday and Friday, and they lost the shofar, got stolen, whatever it is. So someone went to get a shofar from another community. So Thursday passed, no shofar. Friday, no shofar. So they were mekabel Shabbos already, and lo and behold, if you know how it is. After they were mekabel Shabbos, it wasn't yet Shkia yet. The guy turns up with the shofar. So now do we say too late? Or we say no. Okay, the mekabel Shabbos, but the Maisa, it was still daytime. So the same thing over here. You mekabel Shabbos, but it's still daytime, so maybe you could say hello. So that was the discussion there in the Taz. So it was a long Taz there. So page 7 is the long Taz. And he discusses what's the story. So what's the final maskana? So he says, says, it says in page 8, so on one hand you can say it's a tax of disaster because you made it Shabbos already by Kabbalah Shabbos. So how can you say make a bracha on the shofar? Because if you make a bracha on the shofar, you're saying it's Rosh Hashanah. So maybe you should blow without with the bracha. And maybe on Shabbos it's not a technical issur, it's not a malacha. It's a gezeirah that you might come to carry it. So what should you do? We say that there's a din mishum spal arvis lo yaskel. There's a whole question about what's the significance of the Kabbalah. So he wants to say, "Klal hadavar mezeshem malachim sheish chi of mitzvah." He shaita in Kabbalah Shabbos shel ze moi levatal chovas hamitzvah. Whereas Kabbalah Shabbos can't, if you have a mitzvah that you were supposed to do, you didn't do it yet. It's still daytime, so the Kabbalah Shabbos is not going to take away the mitzvah. So even if you daven ma'ariv, Kabbalah Shabbos, maybe you should still blow shofar. Maybe it's a tie to this outro. So he says, so just do it without a bracha, because if you're doing a bracha, it's more nikar that it's. So is this the same thing over here? Is this the same shaila? At first glance, it seems to be the same shaila, whether you could say halal. But he says, no, it's really not. Why not? Because he's saying, because once you mekabel Shabbos, then you're really not allowed to blow shofar. It's a din derabbanan not to blow shofar. That's on Shabbos. It's a shvus. It's not a malacha, but it's still a shvus derabbanan. So therefore, you mekabel Shabbos, you shouldn't do it in a derabbanan. But halal, there's nothing wrong with saying halal on Shabbos. So even though now it's the next day, but it's still daylight. So, and it's not a stira to say halal on Shabbos. It's a stira to blow shofar on Shabbos. Well, chal erev Shabbos b'yom shmini shel Chanukah, but. So he says he doesn't think it's any problem with saying halal, even with a bracha, because it's still daylight. It's Friday, so it's not a stira to say halal on Shabbos. But say this happened, say the last day of Hanukkah was Friday, and then he was mekabel Shabbos. So if he's mekabel Shabbos, now it's not Hanukkah anymore. Okay, Nira, if you say, Kim Shakvar Kibrel Shabbos Shuv over of a Chalof Hayom, Ve'inin Ol Chanukah. So that could be a problem. But if it's a regular day, they're not. Who are Dim Chol Yom Ein Chanukah? Im Lo Kora Kol Hayom Vispalo Tfil Tzar Vesachar Plag Mincha Hagam Shor Hayom Gorom Komo Nigra Kisasi Adadi. In other words, but But then you could say that just like what the halacha is, if you daven ma'ariv early in a weekday, right, and you didn't put on tefillin yet, and you said you daven ma'ariv already, so the Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to put on tefillin now. Because once you daven ma'ariv, even though you made an early minyan, but it's ke'ilu you're saying it's night. So he says, so that could be a problem. So then he says, you say halal below bracha. Because it could be you can't say halal, you can't say the bracha, because the bracha is more, niker, that you're saying, you're saying it's night, now you're saying it's day. But if you say without a bracha, it's not as noticeable that it's a steer, even though you're saying halal, it could be looking like you're saying tehillim ba'alma. But first, you thought that to compare to discuss whether it compares to the, and then some say it's just a Kabbalah matos, that whole thing. It was a mistake in Kabbalah. And Rav Avadi once told me from Rav Avadi Yosef that there's a difference between the Kabbalah of a Yochid and the Kabbalah of the Tzibur. Say a person didn't have a minchi yet, and he was Makabal Shabbos private. Not that the Tzibur was Makabal Shabbos yet. So he thought a Kabbalah, but Tzibur, you could still daven mincha. But once the Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos, then they're not. But then there's another idea that's just the Kabbalah Matos. Some say that, if you Makabal Shabbos early, you didn't do something, you can make Hataras Nadarim on Kabbalah Shabbos. We're talking about, Minig Ritam Neder and all these things. So Kabbalah Shabbos, the Levush says, it's like a Neder. So you can do Hataras Nadarim. Then make it no longer Shabbos. Or maybe you don't even eat Hataras Nadar. That's like we discussed. If a person thinks something is really awesome Medina, and therefore he was not eating this particular thing, which he's then he found that it was just Chumrah. So the whole thing was Matos. So the question is, does he even need Hataras Nadar, or he needs it and it'll work? But one opinion says he doesn't even need it. There was those the 2 days of the Shulchan Aruch. But here, it's the Chorah, Pasha says it's a mitzvah, and I would tell somebody to rely on the opinion that it's a Kabbalah Matos. That if they didn't blow shofar, even though they become Shabbos, they should do it. And the whole Kabbalah was no good, because it was all a mistake. If they would have known that they still didn't blow shofar, they would know that the shofar is coming. Any second, they already gave up on the shofar. If they would know the shofar is coming, then they would have Kabbalah Shabbos. So the whole Kabbalah Shabbos is betos. Okay, so that's the shiloh here. So the two things are related to that Taz. So the Taz himself seems to say that you could say blow shofar without a bracha. It's not going to take away the mitzvah. So that's question 24. 25 and 26, we already did already. I don't know why I put it again. No, I'll put it again because I'll tell you why. Because we did it originally, and then we didn't see it inside. That's why we're looking at the computer. Who asked? Then Reb Chaim asked him, and then I found it inside, and I put it in this packet. So I put it in again. So again, Medrash Tanchuma, you can see it inside. Medrash Tanchuma says, okay, let's you remember that every Chanukah you should say over this Medrash Tanchuma. But you have to see it inside to say it over. So you have to look on this packet. The packet that says "In Yoni Neiros Shabbos for Neiros Chanukah," page 10. Amram Chanina Skavakoni Manisim Hashamish Beis Hamikdash Umaisa Nisim Hayal Ben Menorah. There was a nice nisim in the menorah. Shehayu madlikim also in Rosh Hashanah. Lo haisa miskabe ad shana acheres. Wow. They would light at Rosh Hashanah and it wouldn't go out till the next Rosh Hashanah. So that was the question. So how do you get it? It reminds me of the famous the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Sukkah that says the Beis HaMikdash is going to come prefab min HaShemayim. So then how are we going to get the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash? So the famous piece from the Maral Diskin that we're going to put up the gates. And putting up the gates is considered a key mitzvah. But Rav Shachuma says, Rav Chanina Sgan HaKoni Ani Yisim Mishamesh Mishamesh Mikdash and that was the question that either the Rehemis test for Chaim or if I'm asked the Rehemis. I think most say it's the Chaim asking the Rehemis. But Rav Yeshua in his notes from his Shirim, he said the other way. And he answered based on the Gemara in Beitzach of Bezim and Aleph that if you have a receptacle of oil and it's lit, but you add one more drop, you consider be maver. So since you be maver, consider the Maisa Hadlaka as well. And that's the story. And we have the different versions of the story. Okay, Ramosa, I think we have officially completed the Chazara. So what we have left tomorrow, so 11 o'clock, Bez Hashem, we should do Parsha. And then Sunday you'll get a Chazara day. And then Monday, 11 o'clock, we'll anyone who could be here will come. Those that can't, we'll be on the which we call it, the Zoom. Have you got Ellie Sandhouse? Have you got regards from you? You hear Ellie? Okay, I'll give you the regards. Nice. Okay. So. I'll be giving shiurim during intercession. I'm not sure when I'm starting yet. We'll be in touch. We can give out, if you'll be here or on Zoom. So let me know. Is Shimmy Rosenberg is here? Steve. Okay. Hi.
Yeah, Rabbi, I'm on mute.
Oh, you're on mute? Okay. Yeah, so we'll have Shira. I'll let you know. Okay. And, okay. You know, it's good. Once you see, after you do Chazara, how much you learned in this month. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we should come back next month. We'll learn even more. But as I said, the Iker is the relationship. That's the most important thing. You know, like, it's not like a shiur, just give information and then you take that information and you spit it back to me. That's not my thing. In other words, we get to know each other as a person, people, get to learn a lot and we get to know each other and we get a long-lasting relationship as a shiur for many years to come. That's the goal. That's the goal. Okay, so we'll be in touch. So Mezushem have Shir on tomorrow, Mezushem 11, and we'll go from there. Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow, Mezushem. Rav Katan, the book, Sandhouse, Scheinson, Carol, Shitris, Ottenstein, Goldblatt. Of Katan, of Shimmy Rosenberg, and of Silberger, and of Stebbins, and of Jonah, and of Mandelblum. Okay, so sure we'll be well. Have a good day, and we'll be continue from there. Rishyat Shmaya.
What are the intercessions like?
What is it, what?
Like same time?
Yeah.